What started as a simple traffic ticket in France has now escalated into a national political drama. At issue are individual liberties, Islamic dress, and polygamy. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
It all began on April 2nd in the western city of Nantes when a woman was given a citation by traffic police for driving her car while dressed in a full face-covering Islamic veil. The police said her garment, a niqab, which leaves only a slit for the eyes, compromised her safety and that of other drivers. The woman refused to pay the $30 fine. Instead, she called a press conference to denounce the infringement of her rights. Still covered from head to toe in her black niqab, the woman, who has not revealed her name, told the story of how the police had pulled her over.
J'étais en voiture le 2 avril quand deux agents de moto m'ont fait signe de m'arrêter et de mettre sur le côté.
They had no right to give me a ticket for what I'm wearing. This is complete discrimination. Between me and somebody wearing a motorcycle helmet, I can assure you that I see a lot better.
The woman's bearded husband, Liez Habaj, who was also wearing traditional Muslim dress, stood beside her during the conference. The government later alleged that Habaj is a polygamist with four wives, and officials say all four receive state welfare as single mothers to raise the man's 12 children. Habaj says he has just one wife and three mistresses, and he said having mistresses is not illegal in France.
Cette Nantaise verbalisée pour avoir conduit avec son voile.
The story is now the talk of France. The government is looking into revoking Habaj's citizenship, which he acquired by marrying a French woman 10 years ago. President Nicolas Sarkozy wants to pass a law that would ban the full Islamic veil in all public places in France. Tariq Ramadan, a Muslim scholar and activist, says ministers are trying to make political hay from a completely random event.
Je pense que ce que fait Monsieur Hortefeux avec cette riposte,
the interior minister is throwing oil on the fire, and it is he who is not respecting the French traditions. He is betraying the values on which this country was founded.
Some politicians on the left even accuse Sarkozy of provoking the incident to help pass his law banning the full veil and to dictate the terms of the 2012 presidential race. Jean-François Copé is head of Sarkozy's majority conservative party in the French parliament. He says wearing a niqab has nothing to do with free expression.
You know that it's not only an article of clothing. It's not at all. Actually, it's a position. It's a choice which is not compatible with the rules of the Republic.
French public opinion seems divided on the idea of a total ban on wearing the full veil in public places. Some worry the law would pointlessly alienate the country's large Muslim population. Only a tiny minority of women wear the full face-covering veil. But the recent incident may encourage more people to support President Sarkozy and his claim that the veil poses a real threat to French values. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.